of streetlights or a lot of traffic, only a lot of yard, dirt, and night sky. Whether I was living with my mom, Grandma Lucy, and Grandpa JB, or on my own, I loved to lie in the cool grass and listen to the quiet. My mom and dad divorced before I was one. Karen Grigsby and Dave Chesney were entirely too young to be married. For me, I don't remember any of that. Even when I was a little kid, all I recall is the extra love of being with my mom's parents. No matter where we lived, there was always lots of Grigsby love. When I was old enough to be out in the early evenings, I'd listen to the quiet, counting the stars. Nobody worried about me because there was nowhere to go. No matter where we lived, those grass patches were my consistent escape. As I wandered back in the house, I'd spent time trying to catch lightning bugs. I had a jar with a lid with holes in it. It was fun chasing the flickering lights as they flew around. I loved to catch those fireflies because putting them in the jar felt like I was holding stars in my hand. Lying on my back, hands behind my head in this thick grass, I'd feel the hills curve under my body. You'd be amazed at what you see that far out. No lights from Knoxville, only endless blackness and stars forever. Staring into it, I felt a peace, but also a curiosity rumbling that's never stopped. That's where this dream started, or at least the idea of dreaming. Being a child who didn't have much to draw on, growing up in a rural town didn't stop me. I was dreaming to dream. It wasn't this dream of making music, certainly. Letting my mind wander and drift was enough. It opened a lot of windows along the way. I grew up in a really small town. Luttrell is 3.9 square miles, populated by 915 people according to the 2000 census and 812 in 1970. Built in a valley between Copper Ridge and Clinch Mountain, Luttrell's part of what we consider the Ridge and Valley Appalachians. State Route 131 and State Route 61 intersect in Luttrell. But other than taking us to Plainview, Blaine, or Maynardville, which was the Union County seat, they're both two-lane rural highways when they roll through our town. They run by Norris Lake, along the Clinch River, but there were bigger highways in East Tennessee. I only knew the roads I was used to going down, to school, church, or sometimes to see my dad. For me, those roads didn't lead any farther than the park where I played ball, school, church, and the places we went running errands. It was a small world. Even as a child, I knew that much. How I knew, I don't know. But the stars made me wonder. I sensed those roads went places I'd like to see. What you don't realize when you're staring at the sky is how much the Virgin Islands or Jamaica, some village in the hills of Italy, Stowe, Vermont, Brownsville, Texas, or Mount Clemens, Michigan are like the towns where I grew up. Every kid in places that aren't even dots on the map probably stares into the same night sky, wondering those same things. It's not that you want to leave, it's that you want to know. And dreaming, even when you're just drifting around in your own head, is really about whatever that might be. You don't have to know in that moment, because you believe if you keep looking, you'll figure it out. Other than Knoxville to see the Christmas lights, I didn't really go anywhere. Chicken after church. I was raised in a community where we leaned on church, school, sports, and one another. In our family, music was a thread that ran through everything. For 3 years when I was small, we lived with my mom's parents, Lucy and J.B., as in John Beecher Grigsby. Those memories are filled with music. My mom and my grandma were in the hospital at the same time, having me and my Aunt Missy, who's 6 days older. Missy and I grew up like brother and sister, running around and going to school together. It made us a close family. Love really held us together. When I was 3 and living with my mom's parents, Santa paid me a visit. Under the tree, wrapped in colorful paper, was a plastic guitar with my name on it. There was also a cheap kid's microphone for me to play with because everybody thought the way I experienced music was cute. There's a picture from Christmas morning of Mom and me with my guitar on in the living room. I thought I'd won the big door prize. Not knowing how to play didn't dampen my enthusiasm.